like to call the regular Park and Rec Commission meeting to order at 6:34.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a roll call?
Commissioner Barlow is absent. Commissioner Beaupre?
Present.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Mathewson?
Present.
Commissioner Plikus is absent. Commissioner Schober?
Present.
Commissioner Stone?
Present. Okay, as of right now, we do not have a quorum. This will be an informational meeting only. Any alterations to the agenda?
We can't do alterations.
That's true.
I got you, Gloria.
Thank you. We certainly could hear from the public. Remarks from the public, remarks from the public.
You could if you had them.
Correct. Okay.
You know.
I have been requested that a couple people had requested our time to present, do a presentation to us on a disc golf at Camp Oakdale. They're not present right now. So we will skip by that and I guess go back to it if they come show.
That's it. Honest question, because this is informational, can we go back to something? Like, we don't have to go in order, or do you still have to?
Well, you know, unless you get another person that comes in.
Yeah,
they go in order.
Yeah, like if John Chase or somebody came.
I see, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, I was just curious.
If they show up down there.
Okay.
No, but if, you know, another one of our commissioners showed up, we could go back and do the meeting.
Right.
So. All right, so we're going to move on. We are going to skip motions to approve any meeting minutes because we do not have a quorum. Recreation Director's Report.
Yeah, we are smack dab in the middle of our training for our summer camp staff. We started Monday, we'll finish up on Friday. Camp starts first thing Monday morning at Tile. We had sent out information about the fact that obviously there is not going to be any breakfast or lunch going on this year. We attempted to get the free meals by having people fill out forms. Yeah, that wasn't very successful. But the school also told us that they just saw the list of people that we had, our roster, they could tell which ones do get free lunch or not get free lunch, but.
Free meals.
What do you want to say? Those who are eligible for free lunch and breakfast. Just by the fact that they had done that through the school system. So we sent the entire roster to the school and only 33% of our kids qualified. It needed to be 50%. So we let everybody know that in our newsletter, which was posted on the community forum house. I'm not sure
mm-hmm.
how it got there, but it did. And of course, people lost their minds.
What do you mean? So not to cut you off. So how else do they get that community newsletter? We don't email it to them?
Yeah, I did.
So
I
anybody
emailed
that
it.
Is on your mailing list gets that?
Yep.
So
every week.
It gets.
It's a different.
On the website, because I went looking because I got some calls about this too. We clearly identified on the application or the flyer that went with the application that we need you to fill this, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Form this paper out to see if you know you may be eligible, and there's a good chance we're not going to have free lunch. So I think we did a fine job.
There's only so much you can do.
People don't really read this stuff.
No,
so,
and they don't.
I was going to say
didn't mean to cut you off.
To Peter's and the summer camps benefit, right? The communication, sending out those newsletters every week on the forum has been great. I know exactly what's going on with the camp at any time, so.
And she doesn't have kids in it.
I don't, so, but they are constantly communicating what's needed, what, you know, what each kid should bring each day, or, you know, water week and all that other fun stuff, so.
Carry on.
Yep, and then the, of course, the concert series is set. We've gone from 6 to 8 concerts this year, because we have some of the bands are less expensive than last year's. And we still have the same two fine sponsors, Mohegan Sun and Rand Whitney Containerboard. Posters are out. It was obviously also in the community newsletter. So those will start July 10th. The update on the broken backboard, it has been repaired, and the police are still working on identifying the culprit. Got him. Not the culprit, the bug that was flying in front of my face. The community tag sale, we had to cancel on Saturday. Good thing we did. It did rain at 10 and noon. It was a 9 to 1 o'clock event. We held it on Sunday. We had 3 families not show up because it was on Sunday. They couldn't make it. But most people did pretty well. No one did really, really well. No one did really, really poorly. So that was the good news. And the swing for that the Girl Scouts have ordered is still not in yet. They're having difficulty with their shipping and inventory, I guess. But that'll be put in as soon as it arrives. We are not putting it in. The company is installing it.
I see you said they may have a small ceremony.
They're going to, yeah.
Are they going to let you know when?
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. Make sure you let us all know.
I will.
Thank you.
The contractor for all the courts has been here to check the backboard accuracies. So those are all set. I haven't been out. The one mostly I was concerned with was the Discharge Park one closest to the road, because it appeared to me as though it's a little cockeyed. I think it leans to the, not horizontally, but vertically, it leans to the right a little bit, I think. But that's when, as I noticed, they put the base in for the pole. It's slightly turned and it's square, so it's not like you can just, you know, move it around. So I got to go take a look at that. I've been a little busy this week.
But they came and they said they fixed anything they found.
Correct. Right. Yep.
So
yep. And John,
still got to check.
Yeah. And John was, he was there with them, and he okayed the payment for the bill.
Yeah, I saw that.
So,
yep.
Of course, the farmer's market's going to start up next Tuesday. We did. Was it somebody came in just the other day, was asking about it, the bathrooms, whether the bathrooms were going to be available to them. Like, yes, please. And the handicap parking signs are still there. I'll use them for this weekend, but I'll be putting them back on Sunday night so they can use them on Tuesdays, and we can use them on Thursdays as well. And the high school soccer teams, started practicing on Camp Oak Hill this week because they don't have a field. Well, they do, but they're not using their own JV field. So they're using either field 1 or 2, depending on when youth soccer is using the field.
Is
that boys and girls?
Yes.
They're redoing the turf field.
No. Is there a reason they're not using their own JV field?
Because it will be tore up and they need it for next season.
In my opinion,
the Camp Oakdale fields are much better shape.
I agree. I agree. I just.
I don't think they're going to get tore up.
Yeah.
But the field there is very like thin grass, like not very well held up. And the Camp
does the whole rest of that field drain as poorly as the baseball portion of it?
The baseball field is one thing, right? There's nowhere really
yeah,
for water
not,
to.
It's not big enough.
Yeah, so it just rests. The softball field, it's mostly the infield where it holds water. Again, there's nowhere for it to flow to.
Right.
Well, there's probably a lot of clay too.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah. At the USoccer initially, when I asked them what days they were going to use it for practice this summer, they said, every day. I was like, no, I need to know. And I still don't have an answer.
And I don't think the soccer programs are gonna like use it every single week.
What are you talking about, tryouts and some other travel team or something?
I was gonna say Caleb has soccer literally 5 days a week over the summer, not including summer soccer training and everything else. So I would not be surprised that those.
And lacrosse is gonna be using it three fields for about a week for their clinics. And I just got an email. I haven't been able to respond to it. I got it earlier today, I think it was, or maybe it was last night. A group wants to use the pickleball courts for a tournament. I didn't even look at the name. I haven't had time. But since I'm working all day tomorrow, I'll be able to at least take a look at it. Because nobody will be here, thank God.
So did the high school give you a schedule what days they want to be here?
Monday and Wednesday,
So you can manage and balance all the...
I guess both teams are going to practice.
Okay.
Maybe the boys on one day and the girls on the other, I don't know. But with a three-hour time slot, it's probably going to be both teams.
Okay.
A three-hour practice in the summer. I don't think so. I think they're going to be very tired. You know.
Looks like games are 2.5, so...
What's that?
Fields are 2.5, and that's just for boys.
Yeah. I don't think the high school is going to be skilled enough. They're probably more. Just keep it there. Skills sharp,
yeah.
I would assume. I don't know who's coaching the team. Jason Matulowicz called me at one point.
I think he helps with the boys.
He does.
We do it for the girls. But right now, I'm not sure there's enough signed up right now for girls. So. Mainly get 50%.
That's okay.
We don't want to play soccer this summer.
Well, we talked about with the extended use this summer of utilizing our rain train more often than we have in the past. Although it keeps raining every weekend. We have a big water wheel. It's about this tall and has a 2-inch hose on it. And you stretch it out the length of the field, turn it on, and it just waters the field and it works its way back until it gets to the end and it stops.
Cool.
Then you move it to another field. So you don't have to be there to watch it, but it does a nice job. So we put that out in the morning and then it'll be dry by the time the schools or youth soccer use it.
I don't think you need it this year with the amount of rain we're getting.
Those fields dry out pretty quickly. Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Report from finance.
Yeah, they're stretched to the limit now because they had four people in finance and they were short two. They didn't have a finance director until recently, and they lost their accounts payable person. They finally have hired one, but they don't start until June 30th. So the treasurer has been doing kind of like all three jobs. But they are, from what they've told me, he actually printed this at like 2:30 this afternoon because he's so far behind. And I told him we needed a meeting, but we're all looking, the accounts are looking pretty good. They will again, as they have done every year for the past 15 years I have been here, any adjustments that need to be made after the year end, and there's still obviously some expenses because we've got summer camp going on. I bought the picnic table, which hasn't come in yet. That was $1,400 for.
Is that the one for the Jardins?
Yes.
Okay,
yep.
Excellent.
Yep. So that one's, I got a notice today that it's being shipped tomorrow. It's unbelievably heavy.
And this all resets at the end of this month, correct?
Correct. Yeah. You can see some of the encumbrances. The 1560 has been encumbered as well. The big one, of course, is the $43,000 for that summer camp.
But that'll start clicking away.
Yeah, because they started this week, so you'll get almost two, you're gonna get 2 weeks of summer camp out of that, and maybe a little bit more. I've cut down a little bit on the time. We won't go, in my opinion at least, we're not gonna go over that 43. Because I cut down a little bit of the training so that we're not working quite as many hours. And we do have a good staff this year. It was kind of weird because everybody had responded in February that they were coming back with the exception of 5 people out of the 22. So I hired those 5 positions. And once I had them hired, I lost 6 people. So we have 10 new people. Because one of the people I hired was had worked for us before. So we are fairly young this year as far as age-wise. Not so much experience, but far more high school kids than I normally have on staff. I usually have 4 or 5, and I think I have 8 or maybe even 9 this year. They all look young to me, so it doesn't really matter.
When's your come to do? Get the picnic table out of?
The last one.
The equipment? Okay.
Yep.
Where is the finance report?
It's in here. Well, I didn't have it when I mailed stuff out.
Because you didn't get it twisted.
Yeah, we got it at 3 o'clock today. So it is copying everyone. Sorry.
Something good. And then, of course, the special revenue account.
Yeah, we've whittled that down.
Yeah. Quite significantly, I would say. It took us a long time to get it up there.
I know, but
it doesn't take a lot of spending.
We've done a lot of good things.
We have. Yep.
Do you know what's left to come out of there? Have they done the work at Camp Oakdale yet, the bathrooms and the shed?
They have not.
They haven't even started it.
No. And you haven't paid dance, gymnastics, or karate out of that either, or yoga. Yoga's not a whole lot anyway. Because those are all ending this month.
Can you check with John to figure out, because we want to get that work done before the fall. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The same guy that painted the pavilions is going to do the shed.
Right, but last I knew, I thought they were going to start the next week.
I would thought so. So.
Do you know when John's building is going to get moving? They awarded the contract.
I don't.
A new storage shed
no.
building.
I know the CLA met with John today at 9 o'clock, but I wasn't upset. I was doing my own training, so I wasn't able to pop into that meeting. CLA also hasn't sent me the bill for the maps, which will be about $1,500. I do have the map for the generic one for the carnival.
Okay.
Three by four, whatever size it is. Put it on cardboard so we can hang that or put it on the table. So we'll have that for the, and the smaller 8.5 by 11 size, people can take
it. So people can take.
Yep, so that'll work out.
We can talk a little bit about that more in a minute.
I'm sorry, what's the cost of the maps?
The maps will be $1,500,
$1,600.
Thank you. My estimate.
Any questions or finance report? Okay. July newsletter?
July newsletter.
So, Pete, I saw a couple things. One, upcoming events, you missed one of the dance camps.
Oh, yeah.
August 4th.
Yep.
That's the 13th.
I'm wondering when I was cutting and pasting, I just might have missed that one.
And then, what was the other thing?
And I also had a call from a group that we kind of partner with, Grady's Brigade. They meet at Fair Oaks once a month. It's a support group for kids with special needs. So they want to be back into the newsletter as well. I said, sure. So I got to find a spot for them in here, too.
The other thing, that, I don't know, what's the last page? Yeah, last page. Dance chat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. August 4th.
Oh, yeah.
16, ages yeah. 13 to 17.
Yep, you're correct. Up to 17.
But besides that, I actually put some of this stuff up on the message board today.
I saw that.
I tried to copy what you put out, so.
It works.
Yep, I put some of it up there, got carnival stuff up there.
Yeah, that was the first one I saw. Wow, that's different. Yeah, we've had quite a bit of, I've had at least 5 people tell me they've heard it on the radio already. The ads. And when I spoke to Tim Monday about where our 2 tents are gonna go, ours plus the radio stations, he's fine with that. As I, and when I went there today, I was like, okay, that might work. I mean, there's enough room for us to be there, but.
Wait, where did you put us?
We'll talk about that, let's talk about that in a minute.
Sure.
Very quickly.
Yep.
Alright, any other comments on the July newsletter?
Well then. Yeah, the summer movie, what's it gonna be?
I don't know that yet, because they have, we have to wait for what's gonna be out on DVD.
Do you need any recommendations, let me?
Send them along, I don't have young kids, so.
I most likely have the DVD as well.
Gotta be Blu-ray.
I got you covered.
There you go.
No, just a comment on the QR code, this app is phenomenal, it's runs very smoothly.
Oh, good.
I love that it's literally just like little buttons to click, the only, and I don't know that it's possible, cause I don't know how it was developed, but when you click map, the only two that are kinda like permanently pinned on it is Town Hall and Public Works. So if we could somehow get it linked in there to include a permanent marker for all of our parks or something, cause then all I did was click on map and it automatically has a target right there for Town Hall and right there for Public Works. So if we could somehow link that.
At minimum, we should have Fair Oaks on there, it's a town building.
Right.
So this is the app that Lenny had.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you look on the town website, it says it's coming soon still. Probably should update that to say it's available.
Yeah.
I mean, he gave it to us, I don't know. I mean, I put it on my phone just Wednesday.
Well, I mean, it's in the newsletter.
Yeah, it's in the.
You've got it in the newsletter.
Yeah, he asked me to put it in.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not going out till July 1, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Better have it ready by then.
Yeah, I just, again, an observation of, you know, if we already have the ability to have permanent bookmarks on locations on the maps, it might be a good idea to include a permanent bookmark on, like, the dog park and Fair Oaks and, you know what I mean, just those places in town that we manage. But the app itself looks phenomenal. Very
nice.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the newsletter.
Hello,
Jay. No, I don't think so.
Hey, guys.
Hi. Nice dress.
Do you guys have a meeting at 7?
What?
Is there a meeting at 7?
For what? No, we met at 6.
Gotcha.
Welcome, Kate. Welcome, Mr. Mayor.
Hello.
You do not have a quorum. This is informational only.
You've got to be kidding.
We're just talking about the QR code.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Super user friendly.
Excuse me, I gotta take this.
Okay. Unfinished business. Projects and funding status. Jordan Park basketball court replacement. Pete, once you sign off, you know.
Yep.
Then I think we can consider that closed.
It's closed up.
Put the table on order. Last I was down there, they still hadn't moved that garbage can. It was still on the basketball court.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
I just mentioned it to him last week. Trash can.
I mean, the court's pretty tight, and I think you've been down there.
Yeah.
And they got the garbage can in the corner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so somebody could run into it, I guess.
Well, that's what happened to us. The contractor backed over it, crushed it, so.
So, you know, that project's basically done. Camp Oakdale map, we talked a little bit about. So do you have all your full-size copies to go in all the cases?
No, he hasn't sent me the individual you are here ones. I just have the final one, the generic one, I guess.
And have we figured out how to do that QR code?
He's working with the our IT guys, yeah.
Right now, so that's.
It was going to the old map and not the new one.
So we're trying to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna leave that on, I'll leave that on here till we, till at least the next meeting. Carnival committee update, the floor is yours, Morgan.
So we have 7 food trucks in total. Oh, cool. 7 food trucks in total. We have the Republicans, we have the Democratic tent, we have Mr. Hot Dog, Dude's Donuts, and Robin's Ice Cream. They're all going to be out in that front parking lot where we normally have them. And then Tater Shack and Love and Waffles are going to be parked in with the carnival company themselves. They're gonna plug into their power. We also have Mountville Youth Football and Soccer coming and setting up a tent, not a tent, yes a tent, yeah, with us. And then additional this year, trying it out, really hope it works. There's going to be 3 vendors that are regulars from the farmer's market coming in just to kind of see. It's something that I see at quite a few small town carnivals where they have a couple of local businesses come in. It's not a huge, like, I'm not turning it into, you know, it's all going to be vendors or anything, but something to help support the local companies and then obviously promote the farmer's market that starts that following Tuesday. So that should be good. We have the petting zoo and the pony rides on Saturday and Sunday this year. And they are also already contracted for the next 4 years. So their dates are set for them. We have 14 rides coming in this year, plus a mechanical bull that people will be able to pay extra to ride if they so feel adventurous enough to do so. And then we have a face painting the entire weekend. We have airbrush tattoos on Saturday and Sunday, and then we have a woman coming in and doing hair tinsel on Friday night. And then I think the biggest thing that's different this year is that we actually have a radio company coming down, and they're going to be on site on Saturday to advertise from 1 to 4 to really promote the fireworks and the standard bracelet for people, since 4 o'clock is when the $35 standard bracelet starts.
When did you say pony rides were?
Saturday and Sunday.
So I think the ad's wrong. The ad says Saturday only.
No. Well, if you click on each of the days.
I'm just looking right here.
If you click on each of the days, it should say
Pony
Saturday.
Pony rides, Saturday. It doesn't say Saturday and Sunday. I'm just.
No, you're fine. If it does, then we need to get it updated, but I could have sworn it was on each of the individual days.
I thought it was
days.
Sunday, but
I'm
sorry, I should have said something earlier. So
what's the radio station that's going?
106.5, 107.7.
Yeah.
Phil Jones will be here.
Yep. So that should be, I think, really good live advertising for it. I believe, please somebody correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe because there was no Sail Fest this year, our carnival is the first of the season for the area. Which kind of scared me just a little bit.
Don't know.
That's usually in July, isn't it?
Yeah, that's always after us.
Yeah,
is it?
It's after us.
Okay.
Yeah,
I could have sworn it was before.
Pony rides is on here on Sunday.
I'm just looking at the first sheet here.
Huh?
From your post, the park and rec post on June 10th.
Well,
almost a week ago.
The corrected post.
Okay.
That was put up yesterday.
If you look last year, it probably wasn't on last year's advertisement.
Says Sunday schedule, face painting, had a mechanical bull, free petting zoo, pony rides.
Yeah.
So where is that posted?
This one? On the Facebook page?
What date?
Yesterday I posted Montville Carnival 2025.
All right, so the Montville Park and Rec posting is incorrect then. All right, sorry. Let me clarify that. So we probably should correct it.
Do we have access to that?
What did it say, Bobby? It says pony rides on Saturday.
Honestly, I don't have access to that.
I can update it. I can update it and send it.
Because it's posted all over the place, so the Park and Rec doesn't really have a lot of posts, but what's on there is.
I'd love to see more. But I will tell you that this post has, just so you can, has so far almost 16,000 views.
That's awesome.
Very good.
It's a nice weekend too.
We don't have enough parking for that.
Right, I was gonna say, yeah.
And how many people had 10,000 that were heard?
But, and I will tell you this too, all of the comments have been positive.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing negative. So I've been happy about that, yeah.
And nice weather.
So the.
Yes, the weather this weekend is looking very nice.
Yeah.
Jinx it.
The youth football and are they, what do we end up doing? Are they selling stuff, giving stuff away?
Swag kind of stuff.
So what did you end up doing for fees? You waived them?
We waived them.
Yeah.
And who was the, who's that other, somebody else was talking about coming besides youth football?
Youth soccer.
There was somebody else.
Yeah, there's somebody, I don't think they made it.
There was somebody you asked me about.
Yeah, I don't think they.
They never.
They never.
Sent out the bill, man.
Well, they're not on my parking list, so.
All right, do, and,
Oh, I know something else. Oh, Chrissy texted me last night. I'm gonna put something up, tomorrow night.
Okay.
To remind parents that they cannot drop their kids off.
Yes.
At Fair Oaks, that they have to drop them off at the high school.
To walk down.
To walk, and they need to walk over.
Yeah, I'm hoping that with having the fire service parked at Chester Field's entrance, that it will kind of deter parents from dropping their children off right there.
In the middle of the road there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Are they there all 3 days or just one day?
They're there all the time, yeah.
And you got your part-timers all lined up?
Yep.
All right, so where did you put us?
What do you mean, where'd you put us?
Where's the tent?
Oh, right at the entrance. But their ticket booth is slightly to the left now. So they've got the two ticket booths with the ATM in the middle.
Okay.
I see most of the stuff he's hoping to get set up by tonight, so he'll
yeah.
have to come back.
Right.
Thursday at all.
So that, all right, so we're right by the entrance, so where will radio be, just
right
next
across
to us?
From us. They're okay. gonna, they need power, so
oh,
the
okay.
food booth that's gonna be right behind them, they'll tap into that for their power.
Yeah, so we'll have, if you look here, so we'll basically be here then. Do
well,
I have that correctly?
Yeah, on the grass.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
okay.
people go between our tents.
Okay. With that said, because we have a Parks and Recreation tent, as much as I would, am going to love being at the carnival, that's the amount of work that it's been to put together, I will need other people to volunteer to come.
So Mary couldn't make it tonight. She did say she would be available, so why don't you reach out to her, see,
okay.
let her know if you two can figure out when she can come help.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'll stop down Friday.
Friday?
Maybe
okay.
Saturday.
I'll be there.
And again, I thought we kind of said Pete would staff this for her.
Well, yeah, but I do want him to be able to, you know, take care of whatever else.
And Mr. Mayor, how many of these did you get?
I got a box.
It'd be nice to have it to 10, wouldn't it?
I agree.
we're trying to get them out.
It's either that or just a printout of that with what it is, too.
Well, it's on all of the community booklet, the newsletters. It's being circulated.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The tent, we're looking to have the new map put up. This would be great as well. We're going to have farmer's market information there, some information on the classes programs that we offer. I don't think you were in here. I did mention it because we have the ability to pin locations on the map with this QR code. It might be beneficial to permanently pin all of our locations, like Fair Oaks and Camp Oakdale and stuff like that. just literally pull up directions on the.
There's a map on the, yeah.
On the.
Also, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that.
No, that's all I have unless somebody has a question for me on the carnival.
I'm not following. Where do you want to put the QR code?
She's gonna show you.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you.
She'll show you what she needs.
A little slow, you're spelling out.
I'll show you.
Mr. Mayor, you're saying QR code, you're not.
You don't call me T-Rex for nothing.
All right, program fees. So I sent out, Pete had developed a new form with some updated rates this year. Pete, my only comment on, I mean, I like the form, it's not posted on the website yet. You still got the.
Hasn't been approved here, can we get informational meetings over?
I know, but you were kind of using the rates, right? This one here?
I thought we were going up on the rates.
This he already did on this one here.
I thought the.
But like Pete said, we haven't had a form to.
You voted on it.
To really discuss it, so we'll leave this in the pile to talk about in the future. The next piece of paper, this one, yes?
You go ahead, I'll make sure I understand.
This next piece of paper is the program fees. So the upper box is the current instructor's fees. Basically what, I believe Pete, correct me if I'm wrong, what you've basically done is you've added $10 to that, and that's what you charge, we charge the residents.
Correct.
For a fee, and then you add $5 to that, and that's what we charge non-residents. So when I looked at it, I'm just looking at it a different way, may not make any sense to anybody, but to me there's a, like for dance, we marked that program up 23%. Gymnastics, we only mark up 8%. Karate, 1 week is 14%, 2 weeks is 9%. Yoga is 17%. I don't know if we want to think about just picking a flat percentage to mark it up. I did one, the group below, I said, okay, what if we mark it up 25%? That would basically mean that dance, instead of $54, that would only go up a little, go up to 55. Gymnastics would go from 130 to 150. Karate would go up about $7 for the 1 week, about $17 for 2 weeks. Yoga would just go up a little bit, and summer camp is a whole other thing. Then the non-residents fee, I don't know, I didn't think $5 was a really big jump. I mean, I think we ought to consider going up like to 10, right? So this is just something we can't do anything with it now, but this is some information, it's a starting point. Look at it, review it, maybe next month we can have a forum and hash it out. No, go ahead.
Just out of curiosity, did we look at how these prices compare to either other towns?
Most of the towns, to the resident, non-resident, is about $10.
Okay. And our standard fee is about.
It's in the ballpark. We don't know what they pay their instructors. I don't have insight of if somebody's
right.
Or not.
No, we.
But just the program itself.
Right.
Comparable.
Yeah, like
dance
in another town might be around 55 or something like that.
They're not charging 500, where we're charging 100.
Right.
Or vice versa.
Correct.
Okay.
Now, summer camp, you know, I think we went from 70 to 75, what, a year or so ago. You know, I mean, that's still not a lot.
It's cheap.
Yeah, I mean.
There's a couple of camps
that
go there, they say that's cheap, it's reasonable.
Part of what, you know, we try to do is provide a benefit to the townspeople. You don't want to go up to, you know, $200, but
to that point though, I will say I think I have a coworker whose kids are going to Ledyard and another that's going to Norwich, and they're paying $200 to $250 a week per kid. That does not include breakfast or lunch. It is less hours than we have, and it also does not include any of the trips.
Yeah, I mean, I think we could, and again, it's something to think about. We could probably easily justify $100 a week, which is not a lot of money, but.
But.
I mean, it's to some families. I don't wanna say it's not a lot of money.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm not used to, I would just like to see, when all is said and done, how much we lose at the end of the season, you know, what, how much we lose. I would just like to, I'm not saying that this is a money generator. I just wanna see what the loss is, because I don't think we get, I don't wanna make a profit on it.
Right.
Some, this service to the town.
But.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever looked at it that way.
I do.
I'm not looking at this as a profit thing.
We have, there were some years where we did profit, and it kinda came back down.
Right, and if we do profit, I get that, that's.
Right, they came back to line, right?
So many kids, yeah.
Yeah.
And we took so many kids off the wait list, but for the most part, well, I can tell you when I first got here, it was losing $37,000 a year, and it was only 5 weeks, 6 hours a day. Now we're down to between $12,000 and $15,000.
So.
On any given.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, all right.
I would just like to see it be,
So what would that be?
As close to a wash as you can.
Right.
And this year, right now, I'm looking at about $4,000 worth of people who can't afford or qualify according to social services for scholarship funding. Obviously would count as a loss too.
To take a step back a little bit, I've just remembered, so the rental of the pavilions and things like that, we charge a deposit.
Yep.
But it's kind of, we had some, Chase sent the pictures out.
That's why I raised my hand, that's what I was gonna talk about.
Like damage to the facility. We don't really check people out when they leave, right? So why do we bother?
Not until Monday, yeah.
But what if you have somebody.
So why are we charging a deposit? It's futile.
To bring the key back, the keys and the fobs.
But we really should, I mean, it's a brand new facility.
There is damage happening down there right now.
I mean, I think we gotta figure out, even if we have to charge more money to have somebody meet these people. Like what happens, if somebody rents it Saturday, they're gonna give you the key back Saturday?
Monday.
So you have two keys, so somebody can rent it. See, somebody needs to check them out though, because you don't know who.
But that's a problem, I mean, there's these big long pieces of double-sided tape behind, on the stage, the wall behind the stage, and it looks like they started to take it down, but when they realized that they were tearing the paint off of the wall, they left it up. And there's damage, and I found remnants of tape throughout, because at that point I decided I was going to inspect. And I know it's tough, but we paid a lot of money to have that done.
Yeah.
And
well, but it sounds like
it's going to be ruined already.
Places are leaving, so. And again, the point is, why are we bothering?
Why are we bothering to even collect a deposit from people if we're just going
to
hand it back to them after they've done damage to the pavilion? It doesn't make sense to me.
No. We have to make sure that we're collecting for the damages here.
Correct, but.
It's going to require an inspector.
We need a system.
Right.
We need something put into place.
We're going to pay someone overtime to go there on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Monday morning would be fine.
Okay, so you rent it on Saturday, you rent it on Sunday.
Then they both don't get their deposit back. That's all there is to it.
And you're going to moan about it. It was his fault. He's going to say it was your fault.
Work it out between the two of you. I'll give you your deposit back when you figure it out.
Tell people to take pictures of it.
Yeah.
The day they rent it. So you renting it Saturday, take pictures of everything.
Right.
When you
take
leave.
Pictures when you get there, pictures when
you leave.
Pictures
when you leave, exactly.
And then on
yep.
Sunday, whoever rents it, they take pictures of it when they get there, pictures when they leave.
I think
and
that's
then
a
you
great
can
idea.
Compare the pictures. And it's their responsibility,
yes.
The renters, of doing it. If they don't do it, then you're responsible for the damage. And it can be put
yeah.
into a contract stating that. That's how you can solve the problem, somewhat.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to come up, figure something.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the right answer
you
is.
You know, and when they come here,
we can't find
keys,
some part.
There needs
part-time
to be
employee
some
to,
specific said to people when they come. I know they want to hang their decorations, I get it, but.
Well, but we might be able to help it too by installing some pads they could tape on or something.
But also two-sided tape that it's, there's a tape that it doesn't usually damage. But I mean, if they're taping, it should say no tape, and if you tape, you're responsible for.
Well, that's the other thing.
I mean, you just never know.
We should put a sign up with some rules there. There's nothing.
We might have to, we might have to, because I'll tell you, you know, you think that you know, we have, as a teacher, I use that putty stuff, right? It's not supposed to do anything. Well, guess what? It does, you know? So nothing can be trusted.
I just think make them take pictures when they get there, and picture when they leave.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, I agree.
And even if they have to send you the pictures, they have a phone, like they text them to you when they get there and text you when they leave. Somebody, you know, if you have a cell phone that someone can just, so you can look at them sort of in the morning, Sunday morning, you can say, okay.
I don't know, I don't want to say too much of a burden, but that's too easy to manipulate. You can send the same picture before and after.
But then the person that comes and after you said.
Well, no, it's timestamped.
Yeah, it's all timestamped.
I take pictures all the time, not timestamped.
They are.
Your phone automatically does it.
Without me knowing it.
And it has the GPS data where you were actually.
Thanks.
CIA knows too.
I couldn't get away with it with you, Dad.
Yeah, Rocky's at that establishment.
just to go backwards a little bit, back to summer camp, I would like to point out that the towns that do charge a little bit more, one of them offers two payments, so I believe our sign-ups start, what, end of April, early May, something like that? So in this case, first payment would be due at time of sign-up, second half of the summer camp would be due at the end of June, or something like that. And then there's some towns that actually break it up into quarters.
Oh, I put pizza on cash plans.
Yeah, just throwing that out there, because I know, like, I don't just have $1,000 sitting around at any given point. So.
All right, so the fee stuff.
Sorry to interrupt, but if we're going backwards, I apologize. I thought the meeting was at 7, but it looks like it's at 6:30. Did I already miss the?
Yeah, we
had
some
agenda. Yeah, we're gonna move forward, but we'll give you some time in a little bit. Okay. I had you right up front. You weren't here, so we went back
there.
Yeah,
I hadn't gone back from Pete, so I thought it was at 7 o'clock. I apologize.
Yeah, we're almost wrapping up here, and then we'll let you do your presentation.
Yeah, he said there wasn't a quorum, so I wasn't sure if maybe it should be rescheduled to next month or.
No, you were on the agenda for tonight. So, and again, this will be for information only. We wouldn't vote on it anyway. We'll get everybody else up to speed. All right. Facility walkarounds. I think everybody knows your assignment. Theoretically, they are supposed to be completed by next meeting. Okay. But I know there was one commissioner in particular that kept postponing his. That'd be me. So we'll have some leniency there.
Objection.
So is someone checking the pickleball courts with the pitting?
Yes.
All right. Someone, if it's under warranty, let's get it fixed.
Yeah.
So whenever, if you're ready to do your presentation, let me know. It'll be on the slot, but I'll just plan for it.
I'll re-block through everything again.
Okay, new business, request from Farmers Market to put a sign on the fencing at the large pavilion. I put a copy of what they're thinking of in there. It's a 2.5 by 4 foot sign. Kate, I'll give you the floor if you want to say anything about it. I'm not sure exactly where you were thinking of potentially putting it. I mean, the fence goes around the corner.
I would think on that little part in the front there.
Oxo-boxo.
Close to the entrance.
Yeah.
Not around the corner.
Right.
Yeah. 163 is Oxo-boxo, right on the corner.
Yeah.
Right, it goes this way. But
yeah.
Where on there, because that's about
12 feet long, that vertical fence?
It's not, I mean, Rocky, I don't have the exact placement on that little piece of fence, you know, that, on that L.
Well,
I mean, that's, the bottom part of the L.
I'm trying to understand where, because we could be causing a sightline issue if we put it too close to the road.
I will be, if they, well, you're not gonna prove anything tonight anyways.
No, but I mean, this opens up, and we can start discussing it anyway, because this opens up, you know,
I mean, it would not go anywhere where there would be a sightline issue. But there wouldn't be a sightline issue there anyways.
If it was toward the corner, it would be, if you put it down toward the entrance going in.
Yeah.
That could be okay.
Yeah.
But then where do we draw the line if people want to put signs up?
Cut them down if they're not.
No.
This is a town event, this is.
Well, that's what I mean, town event, like.
So listen, I'm just, and I'm going to just be completely transparent with you. We are going to put signs up the night of the market. And we're gonna take them down before we leave. So. We wanted to leave this up as advertising, you know.
Yeah.
And it's also a nice nod towards the pavilion as well. It's a nice looking flyer. So, or not, nice looking sign. So, you know, it's going to go up on the night of the market. We would like to leave it, but if the commission says no, we will take it down before we leave on Tuesdays.
We can't give an answer now, because you don't have.
Yeah, I know you can't, so
but
I just
I
want
will,
to be completely
you know,
transparent with you.
If you remember, we had a great deal of, with the new fencing at the pickleball courts, it was, we were warned not to wrap things around that, because it will damage the fencing.
Yep.
I mean, we have to be considerate of that. So, yeah, okay. My understanding is that people will go to fencing and they hang the bags on it, a lot of weight. It's a droop in it. This doesn't have that, but there are things that say, this doesn't have that at all.
Right.
I think the sign looks nice. I think you can put it in a spot where it's not causing any sightline problems. You know, my only concern would be what other kind of signs would we allow? You know, would you put a carnival sign up there, or would you put a, you know, do we allow youth football or soccer to put signs? I think we've been opposed to letting them put signs at the field. So again, this just kind of opens up a little can.
Case by case.
So I like the sign, Kate. We'll certainly
talk
about it next month.
On behalf of, so you know, this is my liaison duty.
Yeah.
You know, to come to you, but you know, we, you know, the night of.
You're gonna put something up.
We're gonna put it up.
Yeah.
And then we would just take it down and store it. We have storage there this year, so.
And we'll keep it on the agenda for next month.
Thank you.
Well, and just to add to that, I would like to point out to everybody, I think we're really the only town in the immediate area that doesn't just have a sign up that advertises where the farmer's market's going to be every week. I certainly know that Ledger has a sign up.
You have it right outside the town hall?
No, I mean at the location. Advertising around town, absolutely. Every town does that, including us. But I think we're really one of the very few towns, if not the only town in the area, that doesn't have just like a, granted, theirs might not say home of, right? But something very similar to that at the location and goes up for the season. And then it comes down when the season's over, right? But just a thought.
Yeah, I don't know what would happen if you put it up and forgot to take it down, so.
Yeah, I'd come straight to your house, that's what I would do.
Give me back my sign.
Okay, I had no communications. Why don't we go ahead and,
Andrew?
Yeah, I wasn't sure which one you were. Andrew, why don't you go ahead and, we'll give you the floor.
Does everybody have some
cards?
Yeah, I have. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, yeah,
You don't have it?
Please introduce yourself for the report, please.
Sure, yeah, so I'm Andrew, I'm a Montville resident.
What's his name?
Oh, Andrew Crouch, Montville resident. Okay, 633 Old Colchester Road.
Very formal.
That was a joke. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a avid disc golfer and I got in touch with Pete regarding the potential for a disc golf course being put in at the Mustawi property. And I was interested, so I thought I might try to help out a little bit. Pete sent me what you guys got for a course layout, and I had some concerns that I brought up with one of the course designers for the local southeastern Connecticut area for probably about 50 to 75% of all the courses in the area. So we met with Pete and he got us on the agenda and here we are. So I put together some slides for everybody, hopefully answer all your questions that you have. But anyway, here's a picture of an example of a disc golf hole. This is over in Nichols Field in East Haddam. You have a tee pad where players will throw off. These ones are shown, they're rubber, but what I would recommend, what Rob, who isn't here today, but he would recommend wooden decking with turf, and then brushed concrete is the gold standard if you're accessible by vehicle. So some of the basically the basics are, you know, fairways can be 50 to 100 feet wide for woods. If you're wide open, it can be more like in a field. Par threes are typically 200 to 400 feet long. Par four, 400, 800 about, and 800 plus for a par five. Beginners throw 200 and below about. Intermediate, you step up, and then pro players are throwing 400 to 600 feet flat, no wind. And if you're throwing downhill, you can carry a shot 700 feet plus. So disc flight, frisbee flight is somewhat complex and can be unpredictable in wind conditions, or for someone who can just really huck one. So you need kind of a buffer for errant shots, and that brings me to the next one. So it looks like the fairways are 20 feet wide with not too much of a buffer zone for basically all of them, which is a safety concern. Yeah, you can hit a tree and the disc can just shoot to one side and get into somebody else's fairway, and if there's people playing another hole going the other way, you know, they can get pretty hurt. You know, people are throwing 60 to 70 mile an hour for some of these athletic guys that are playing. So Rob and I took a look at that, and I'm thinking that you can definitely fit nine holes on this property in this particular layout that you have here. Maybe more if you open up the wetlands. Disc golf doesn't really interfere with the wetlands, so you can incorporate that into the course design. Typically you want to allow more area to allow the community to expand and grow into the course with easier or harder holes as you grow, with different tee pad locations to add a challenge or mix it up.
What is this, which field is this depicted? This is Capo Hill.
This is the
Mustawi.
Oh, what's that?
That was just a potential.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of the existing fields.
Oh.
The next picture shows the existing fields with the Mustawi property up in the top left. I used a satellite Google images overlaid with the trail map. So I went through and identified different areas that. To avoid all the existing trails, existing fields, and everything like that. proposed property map as well, and kind of identified what I thought was maybe 22 holes, and you know, you could eliminate some as well, or these are not like, once you put it in, it has to stay there forever. It's you put in a concrete pole. I mean, you installed some baskets. It's just you put in a post for the basket, and you put a tee pad. If you make the tee pads out of wood, you can disassemble them and move them and do whatever you want with that space. So it's not like it's, once you put it in there, you're stuck with it. You can maneuver it around. Yeah, I already said it can coexist with wetlands and such. The holes can be moved and altered. Cutting trees is fairly limited. It's predominantly a wood sport, so you know, you don't have to clear, you wouldn't be clearing the forest by any means. In fact, it's, you want to leave the mature trees there to make it more challenging for the players. Mostly you're just clearing the brush. And that's about it. You guys have any questions for me?
Do you need to clear to make the fairway zone? To make the path, or?
So typically you can find a pretty good, like, you kind of want a tight fairway for a lot of shots. You can find that in the woods if you just like find the right angle. I mean, you probably want to cut some dead trees, you know, identify some dead trees that are just standing deadwood anyway, make the forest nice, and then clear out the brush and stuff to, you know, have it so that, like, you know, everything kind of stays not overgrown, so you know, when you walk through it, it's nice. So yeah, it'd be a ton of trees. Some trees will, you know, would come necessarily need to come down if, you know, if it was a real obstacle, but you can maneuver where you actually put the tee pad first.
I know I'm not very good at throwing a frisbee, so I would definitely be guilty of this. What is the chances? I see some of the potential ones buddy up pretty close to some of the fields. I'm thinking like kids doing soccer or something like that. What are the chances that one of the frisbees goes like I was throwing it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, unless you're throwing like 60 miles an hour, it's probably not gonna like ricochet off a tree and like those. It's when like you have like someone who's like can really throw the disc, and maybe they're an intermediate, and you know they haven't quite dialed in their game well. And I mean, sometimes you could have a tree in the fairway and you're gonna hit it, so it can ricochet off. But that's why you want to put the buffer zone. You want that 50 feet, you know, to so that it doesn't like really carry into. You don't have a danger zone.
Okay.
Just so we all understand this, my interpretation is that these green areas you show aren't areas that you are clearing.
Absolutely.
That's the buffer zone. So
no, you want the trees there.
That's what I do, right.
Yeah.
So that's, you've got a X amount of foot wide buffer zone. And within that, you've got the hole.
Yeah, that buffer zone is like, you're not clearing that brush typically either. You know, you're clearing, like this picture shows, like the fairway is like clear of brush, but like the sides of the fairway, that's the rough of, you know, so if you're in there, you threw a bad shot and you get punished for it.
Yeah, poison ivy.
Just
like your golf.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah.
No, and thank you. And you know, this commission does have a strong desire to put disc golf in. We've been touting the Mostaway property for a long time to do that. And we appreciate your, you know, you offered some a little more professional insight. I know, I don't think CLA purported themselves to be a disc golf.
They did not.
We asked them to throw something together for us, and they did. So, you know, I could certainly see us, you know, doing something in stages. You know, funding is always an issue, but
yeah, some courses do nine holes at first to just to start it off, and like I said, you have enough room there.
Sure, I think you've seen a little setup behind the pickleball courts.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to be getting used, and people are starting to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's really just so people can start learning how to
practice.
Right. Right.
I say we leave that one there.
Well, that's many years.
So you know, typically on these we do a little interaction. You know, we can't vote at this point in time because we don't have a quorum. I'm not quite sure what we'd be voting on yet anyway. But we have this. We'll certainly share the information with the rest of the crew. We'll keep it on our radar, and we may ask you to come back at some point.
I guess I would ask it. He could give, for those of you who want to take a better look at what a course looks like, you can tell us where local ones are
here. Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to also add, one of the things I would suggest is for a potential vote when you can is looking at whether you can or can't use some of this excess space in the current property. So some of the woods areas that you're currently not using, you know, that I've kind of identified here on the property.
Yeah, I mean, I've walked the trail.
Yeah.
Like start out there.
I mean, it's mostly just in the woods around the perimeter and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've walked the trails quite a bit. We're pretty familiar with them, you know, to put.
Yeah, this avoids the trails. So
it,
that you
right,
don't
but
yeah,
that,
you
it,
can
it gets kind of hairy on some of that property out there. I think certainly the area around the parking lot, around the fields, that probably could be doable.
Yeah.
You know, we might want to try to turn back up a little sooner than going out by the dog park and stuff. I think that trail area could become problematic just from the terrain and all the trees there. And
it's discomfort.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you want.
Yeah, no, no.
You want
no,
elevation.
No.
You want elevation
yeah.
change.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what's fun about throwing a disc is throwing it downhill and really getting to see it go. But so yeah, the local areas I would recommend looking at are Preston Ridge Vineyard. That's one of the gold standards courses out there. That one does charge $6 to play around, but I don't know if they would actually charge you just to walk it. Next one I was from the presentation is the Nichols Field in East Haddam. And then Cedar Swamp and Old Saybrook.
How much have you seen to do those other places get?
I mean, I couldn't tell you a number, but I could say from my experience, I started just the disc golf league at Electric Boat, and you know, we have 50 or so guys that go out there and play each week for our group round. Typically, there's like a regular weekly round that their local community will do. There'll probably be 30 or so guys playing at a given time. I remember when Salem is another course. That one got modified. That one used to be, the parking lot was completely filled when it first went in every weekend. So it gets some pretty good use. Since they changed the layout because the town didn't the holes, it's gotten a little bit less traffic. But
you guys signed up for it to use it?
For Salem?
For
the ones that are privately owned, typically you need to sign a waiver.
Sign up with my term.
Like a time slot or
a tea time.
Tea time.
Yeah, tea time. Nothing around here, but like if you're really there's probably the best one in the United States is in Massachusetts near Worcester. That one you would have to sign up for.
So you go to Preston Ridge and you just say, give me my $6.
Yeah.
Hey, have fun.
Yep. They have like a little Venmo scan thing, so it's kind of an honor basis type thing, but you know, it works for them.
Mm-hmm. Just don't hit the grapes.
So, I mean, they've thrown up the grapes, so people are.
I think
they're must be okay with it.
Just, you know, just to add to this, one of my friends is an avid disc golfer, one of the women I work with, Trish DeLapp, I don't know, I know you all run in the same circle. Disc golfers. So she had an after-school club, she wrote a grant, and she got $2,000 worth of disc golf, portable baskets and the frisbee things and all that. Thank you, Matt, discs. And ran an after-school club, and the kids loved it. And it was the kids that joined were the kids that weren't the team sports kind of kids. And they loved it because they felt like they finally belonged. And so, you know, it just reaches so many people. It's not just adults. I mean, there's things that we'd be able to do with this for the youth in town as well. You know, it would just be so far-reaching if we can really get this thing going. And I mean, I know we've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah, we've had
something that we really, really want to do.
Yeah, we've had it on our radar for many years now, and we just haven't really moved on it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And Rob, who can make it today, kind of came from the same place. Like, he started it. He was telling Pete and I that, you know, his Cub Scout troop. And same exact thing, you know, and somewhat non-athletic type kids who didn't really seem to, you know, find their click would, you know, resonate with this type of thing. And it's pretty accessible. You know, you don't have to throw 60 mph to have fun. You,
right,
you
exactly. They loved it. The kids loved it.
Yeah,
it's an individual sport.
Exactly.
You don't have to
nine
guys to play. Because we are using, we have two or three baskets that we're going to be using at our summer camp. Bill gave us some discs to use as well. And ours are going to be just in a part two, like video. It's only 60 feet, so if you can make it. Because our kids are really young.
Sounds hard enough
so
for me.
Starting them young, as they say.
Yeah, and you know, I just double checked. You know, we had disc golf on our sit plan for this year. It's gotten pushed off, and who knows what next year brings. But it is something we.
Well, I guess the other thing that we talked about, Pete, was there was some funding allocated to it already, or?
No, it was in the plan, but it didn't get funded.
Okay, I thought you were something.
You'll get used to this is a process.
No,
we can approve it, and 2 years from now, it still may not be done, so.
It takes a while. But the both of them had you know, other ideas for funding as well.
Yeah, so there's a grant process through that Rob is familiar with that he's funded his other courses, which, you know, amounted to like $30,000 or something like that for the entire course. You know, so there's methods to
help fund it.
To help fund it.
Yeah. All right, any other questions? But thank you for coming. And like I said, we'll keep this on the agenda. We'll get the other people up to date, and then if we want some more information, we'll call you both back.
Okay.
Or a question, come back. All right, thank you.
You want to let me know if, you know,
need. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Me and guest instructor for summer camp.
All right,
you don't want me throwing a disc golf. I can throw a disc as bad as I hit a golf ball.
Thank you.
It is.
All right, remarks from the public. Mr. Mayor.
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure.
Next month, I plan on reintroducing to the town council, and I'd like to, I should say, I want to introduce it here. Because Fairwoods is a recreational facility, it comes under your authority, and I would like to re-identify that as a community center. Which is what it is, a community center. And there was language for an ordinance that identified Fair Oaks as a recreational facility. Right? Remember that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's under your area of responsibility.
Yep.
So I think that's I would like you to consider my request to rename that officially as a community center. Not remove Fair Oaks name at all, but to identify it as the community center at Fair Oaks.
Do we, yeah, okay, I don't know where that falls under us though.
It probably doesn't, but I'd rather you be aware of it.
Yeah, understood.
Okay?
Yep.
And if you don't think that it comes under your responsibility to name it, because you're not changing anything.
No.
It's still a recreational facility and grounds.
Yep.
The building is still being used as the youth center. It is still being used as summer camp. It's being used by the
Girl Scouts,
Fox and Rec's sponsored carnival,
yeah,
right?
We collect the money for renting the rooms.
Oh, I see. Because the sign says Fair Oaks Montville Youth Service Bureau and Parks and Recreation.
I think it got changed. The town council changed it a while back.
They changed it, saying that it was illegal. Town council, that the town attorney had advised them to remove it.
Okay. I remember it was changed. It wasn't our choice.
No, it wasn't. I tried to stop it when it happened, but they were hell bent on removing that association.
Right. Do we need someone to back over the sign? Does that help us at all?
It is that time of the year, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
There is going to be no issues with motor vehicles this weekend.
I actually have a couple other signs I'd like to back over.
So I just want to, my point here is you don't have a regular meeting, but just to identify it so you're not caught by surprise.
Yeah, understood.
Instead of Fair Oaks Community Center, would be Community Center at Fair Oaks.
Yeah.
Right.
They're going to call it Fair Oaks anyway. So
it's somebody still calling it
the Fair Oaks School there.
Anything else, Mr. Mayor?
No.
All right. Town Council Liaison Southern.
Sorry I was late.
You had a preacher meeting, right?
I did. I just wanted to take a second to thank Morgan for all of her hard work on the carnival. Very much appreciated. I think it's going to be great, and I think you're right. We are going to see some really good attendance, especially with no Sail Fest this year. So thank you for listening, entertaining my sign request. I appreciate that, Mr. Chair. And that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushwag.
The only thing, a question I might have is, now that you mentioned we could have a big number of folks, we haven't taken attendance in a couple of years.
No, he gave us attendance.
Ticket sale, but not actual
people
who come.
Yeah, but I think that
so,
was...
Jump in. So... we have not agreed. However, the amount of people that he saw coming in that were buying individual tickets as opposed to buying wristbands was far fewer. So essentially he is keeping track by wristband, because I think he said like 85% of the people were getting wristbands. So they were able to keep track of how many they sold that way, because ticket sales of just like the individual, like I bought 3 tickets or something, was so low.
And also, you can think about it as if some people get the bands, you could almost add like so many parents.
Like a 1.2 factor to it or something.
Yeah, because some parents,
sell.
Something like that, parents are going to be there with them. And then you have the people that just come for like fried dough or residents. So that would factor in. So you could always.
That was an awful lot of work.
I was gonna say to be
not
fair, I would like
to
do something to help keep track of how many. Maybe not this year, might be too late to order something this year, but I do.
We still have the sticker from 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
That we never used.
I don't think this sticker was popular.
People get so confused, and we used to put those bands in them. So this is.
Well,
the bands took forever.
Yeah, but
yes, they did.
let's just see, let's see what he gets.
I think he's doing something.
Yeah.
And then like we can up it a little bit with like parents and
yeah,
like come
through. Look, the other thing, keep in mind, I don't think any vendor has asked how many people have come to the
No, I've had a couple.
And we have a number.
Oh, 100%. That's why I'm saying I don't think it's relevant this year. I think we can absolutely just do the whatever mathematical
yeah.
equation somebody comes up with that I can't do in my head. But I at some point, again, maybe it's next year, maybe it's 2 years from now because we're going to need to re-up the contract with Tim, right? It might just be good for us to have
a better count
for ourselves for maybe next year. Or something,
maybe
but
for next year, I think
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Just I do agree. It would be nice to have our own calendar, but maybe it's only once every 4 years that we do it. Something along those lines.
Okay.
Anything else, Pete?
No.
All right. Remarks from the commissioners. Mr. Bocard.
Oh. Oh no, we weren't next in line, Murray. That's why
yeah.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
It says.
Pushed away and then
commissioner. We went public.
Oh, we skipped. Oh, we did indicate.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Skipped around.
Anyway, yeah, let me reorder it. Morgan, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I am very much looking forward to this carnival being this weekend. I think it's going to be one of our best, if not our best year, just with the amount of positive comments and the amount of people that are reaching out and the lineup that we have for vendors. I really think it's going to be great. And I really, really hope to see all of you there. And then I'm just going to sleep for 48 hours.
Anything else?
No, that's all. Yeah.
Deb?
Hi.
Mr. Bolker.
Oh, yeah, my turn finally. I do have two things. One is I'm out of town most of this weekend, but I will try to get down there when I can, if I can get down there. Two is I will not be here next month. I'm on vacation. So that week.
Month? Jeez.
So I will definitely not be at the meeting next week. Or next month, excuse me. So my walk around detail would push me to August.
We're going to be very
We're re-identifying
where we identified last year, the year before.
I have the Jardin Park. It was all just redone, so I'm just going to tell you, hey, it looks great.
The table's on its way.
I was just saying, you wait long enough to pick the
table. Well, yeah, I'll probably get out there after the pick the table. So. But, yeah, so I just wanted to say that.
All right. Mr. Stone.
Mr. Stone has nothing left to say. Anyone have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Do we need a motion to adjourn?
Oh no,
no.
We're just all done.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
If we had a quorum, I would have made a motion.
Meeting is closed at 7:57. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
What was the stop? The square was the stop. I
get over there.
That's play.
No.
Right there.
Right there.